The casino to play our gear up.
Feel it in my heart, sensing something strong. Gotta save the future, put the rumors to rest. Gotta help the children and give it the best can. Then the run and be blind to the past can. Taking no more, how can we relax?
Another week in the asylum is come and gone. And that song and that lyrics was by an artist named Skull, the director Morgan Carey, who's a personal friend. And the lyrics in that song are so applicable to what's happening today and how many have their eyes on the wider horizon. This is Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org. You're listening to the commercial-free Real News Q&A Hour. For those that are listening now, just a reminder, the call-in number for questions on this morning commercial-free broadcast is 530-605-4567, where you can submit your questions to the KCNR chat room. We'll try to answer as many questions as we can on this broadcast today, questions that aren't being asked, let alone answered, by countless forms of mainstream media. And while the orchestrated political theater rages on, the plans of the power structure continue to be carried out on populations all over the globe. Question, how many Americans are on autopilot in many ways, simply going about their routines, trying to convince themselves that what's happening now will simply blow over and work itself out? That's not going to happen. The reality we've known formerly is done. It's gone. And the backdrop, and this is most important to understand, the backdrop of climate and environmental collapse, and whatever you believe about that, whatever you've been told, whatever you want to believe, what I'm trying to encourage on this broadcast is to investigate for yourself. That's imperative, not to accept the narratives being pumped out by mainstream media or whatever politicized source that so many feed from. So many feed from the mainstream media trough of total disinformation, so they have no idea what's going on in the wider horizon, so they ignore things like, well, gee, the bugs have all disappeared. 80 to 90% decline globally. Forests are dying all over the globe. The ocean's dying. It's not hard to connect those dots that when the planet can no longer support the massive populations that it's been trying to carry, then governments around the globe are going to take action. Governments that are controlled by ultimately those who print the money. That's where all roads lead back to. They're not left, they're not right, they're not Democrat, they're not Republican, they're not liberal, they're not conservative. They're simply a clinically insane power structure that controls the flow of money. Thus, they control militaries. Thus, they control countries. We don't have a country with a government. We have a government that owns a country. And those, again, at the top are colluding and cooperating with the power structures from every country, every major country. They're colluding and cooperating on climate engineering, on CB19, and countless other issues. And that should be very apparent at this point when we see the same narratives coming out of mainstream media sources in all these countries. Same narratives. Not hard to connect those dots. And again, the wider horizon is what's dictating everything that's happening right now. And that is this. Governments around the globe, again, know they can no longer support their populations, and they are all working together toward specific objectives that should be extremely obvious by now. And what are we told? We're told to listen to the, quote, experts. What experts? The ones that are paid for by Big Pharma, paid to say whatever they're told to say? The same with the so-called climate science community that systematically denies the climate engineering elephant in the sky, the climate science community that says if they were to spray reflective particulates into the sky, which is called solar radiation management, which every science institution in the world is discussing as something they could, may, might have to do, that if they were to do that, it would look exactly like what we see. It would do exactly what we see happening, totally disrupting the hydrological cycle, contaminating our air column, causing massive respiratory issues on the ground, toxifying everything, destroying the ozone layer, all of which is happening right now. But we're told that we're not really seeing what we're seeing, and everything that's happening has nothing to do with what we see happening in the skies. We live in an asylum, an absolute asylum. From the medical industrial complex to the climate science community to our so-called elected officials, all those people that are committed to the matrix, completely committed to the matrix because they think the most important thing on the planet is their paycheck and their pension, and they're soon going to find out the hard way that that is not the truth. the most important commodity soon will be whatever you can eat, drink, or shelter with. The severity and immediacy of what's unfolding cannot be overstated. Now, this is a time at which, again, the job for those in mainstream media and official agencies is to polarize the population. And how severely is that happening? What a mistake that is. Divide and conquer. That's exactly what's being carried on us right now. And when we have, in regard to the initial assault that's being waged on populations all over the globe, the CV-19 scenario, which peer-reviewed science study proves was engineered in labs in the U.S. and China, the gain-of-function characteristic of the COVID-19 pathogen was engineered in labs. Peer-reviewed study proves it from 2015. That's why Anthony Fauci could state on the record that there would be a, quote, surprise pandemic during his presidency. Then fast forward to today with the COVID-19 concoctions that we're all being forced to try to – or being forced on us, I should say. And they are forcing this on us. And before I get to the first caller, I know we have a caller online right now, and I'll get to that caller in 1 minute. I just want to go over a few points. This is from an attorney that works directly with UNGWatch.org. This is important to understand because it indicates the severity of what those in power are trying to do, the lockdown. They're trying to lock down and control societies as collapse is unfolding. It appears that environmental collapse is beating them to the intersection. When the planet can't produce enough food, that's when the law of the jungle prevails, and we are perilously close to that point. So this is a short summary from a very high-caliber attorney from New Jersey that works for a large firm that works directly with UNGWatch.org. This is New York Bill A416. Listen carefully. Abolishes liberty and the right to control your body during a pandemic. Here's just a few points from that bill. I encourage you to investigate for yourself. But this is what's attempted to be – or what is they are attempting to pass right now in New York. To arrest a person or groups of people who are sick or suspected to be sick with a contagious disease and forcibly detain them in medical facilities designed by the state for as long as and in whatever manner the state deems proper or as long as they remain, quote, contagious. This includes the power to arrest persons who were – contacts of an infected person or a suspected infected person, and the arrest can continue for up to 60 days without a court order and thereafter as long as the court will authorize. Two, the bill would give the state the power to detain such persons in isolation despite the fact that solitary confinement is cruel and unusual punishment. Three, the bill would give the state the power to treat such persons medically and even vaccinate them without their consent. And four, to subject them to the risk of criminal charges if they attempt to leave or escape their confinement. This is what's being done in China. How many people did we see drug out of their homes by people in hazmat suits, that people that weren't even symptomatic? And now we have a large peer-reviewed study to say that the asymptomatic people are not transmitting this engineered pathogen. Though at any point in time, the power structure could release and likely has. We have other strains popping up all over, we're told. They likely have many versions of this pathogen. They can stoke these fires as they choose. Again, all of it related to the backdrop of biosphere collapse. So this show is about questions of listeners. Sorry to take that much time. I just wanted to give a slight rundown on where we're at, how bad it's getting, the kind of legislation they're trying to pass. First caller, I believe we have Magic on the line. Are you there?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me, Dan?
I hear you. Yes, Magic. How are you? Okay. What's on your mind today?
Pretty good. Well, I guess what's on my mind is what is on everybody's mind who's listening to your show and is aware of those criminal dispersions that occur in our skies and what I was going to say since I've been aware of that issue for now around a decade, and there is a number of things that I did myself over the course of those years. So I just basically, since people generally asking that question, what can we do? So basically, I would like to fill in that blank and tell them what can we do? There are various things we can do.
If I could take the reins, yeah, Magic, on that, since I know. For our listeners, I know Magic, and I hold him in high regard. Maciek is from Poland, and what he has done to help raise critical awareness is astounding. To the degree of boosts every week, Maciek, you can, you know, I know we only have a few minutes here, but I want to state this because I hold you in such high regard. You have, at your own time, effort, and expense, conducted boosts to raise awareness on climate engineering. You went back to Poland, too, didn't you, Maciek? Didn't you go back to Poland with about 10,000 flyers to distribute that in Poland?
Yes. Well, I come from Poland. I was born and raised there, but for the last two decades, I have lived in Southwest Florida until recently. And but, you know, I would go for the last, like, 8 years or so, I would go every year back, you know, usually like late summer. And since where I am in Poland, it's like a high density urban environment, and there is no shortage of places, you know, where it's a good foot traffic. And also during the season, like late summer was good. So basically what I would do is just like a 2-foot by 3-foot, you know, poster, attached to the stick, you know, attached like a box, you know, with the flyers, which I actually translated and printed out there, you know, that the version of your white flyer from your website I translated into Polish language, which is my mother tongue. And basically you walk with it, you know. I wore also like a t-shirt saying like stop spraying us or something really basic. You know, and with the smile, with the friendly, just go mingle with the crowd and basically extend a hand with the flyer, you know, and of course many won't take it, but many will. And many people will stop and chat with you. And then, okay, I have to make that point. It's important that if you engage in this or any type of, you know, awareness, activism, let's call it, or advocacy, it's important that you know something about it. You know, the more the better. And it's also that we are towards that we use, well, be as scientific as you can about it. You know, don't use the hype or anything sensational. Use scientific terms and then explain
on that point,
in a simple manner.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I want to drive that point home because it brings up an exceptional point. In the case of the climate engineering issue, it is most important on that issue to use the science term and not the, quote, chemtrails term, which leads straight to conspiracy theory and hoax. That's why geoengineering watch sticks exclusively to the climate science terms, which is geoengineering, climate engineering, solar radiation management. And on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, there is, in the top center column, there's a post that contains 13 short videos. It's answers to the most commonly asked questions on climate engineering, so people can have a basic understanding of this issue. And most people ask this, and Maciek, you've heard this, I'm sure, before, why would, quote, they do this to themselves? That question comes up a lot. I'm sure you've had that asked of you too, right, Maciek?
Yeah, I have. And you know what? Here is what's important. You know, we can ask the question, and that's a very valid question, but one thing we shouldn't do, people should never do, is just to use the answer to that question as a dismissal of the whole activity. Just because we cannot find the answer to that, that doesn't mean it's not happening. You know, how many other examples?
I think we can, though, Maciek. I mean, we do have an answer to that, don't we, though? We do, if we stop and think for a moment, how much have they done to themselves already? We have a detonation of over 2,000 nuclear weapons on planet Earth. That's contaminated everything and everyone, and they did this to themselves. We have Fukushima that may be a global extinction-level event by itself. No technology to fix it, no end in sight, and we're building 60 more nuke plants right now, adding to the 440 that already exist. They are doing that to themselves. All of those plants will eventually go into meltdown on the current course. So we have, again, so many things that they have done to themselves. So there is, in fact, an answer to that question, but we're dealing with a clinically insane power structure.
Right, that was my point. No, the answer to that question, you're right, there is an answer to that question, but the mistake people do that they're trying to provide the answer to that question, rationalizing from the perspective of their rational and sane mind, answer the question that is basically those who run the world are clinically insane, and anybody can look up the definition, the medical definition of insanity, you know, and that's a great mistake. If you're trying to rationalize it from your perspective of most of people's, vast majority of people's sane mind, then you won't be able to, then it's complete discontent, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Yeah, there is an answer to that question, but still, this answer doesn't make sense to people, you know, because
Well, no, we're on the same page, Magic. On the same page completely. And if I could, I want to get to a few more callers, but before I close with you, I want to state to the listeners exactly how much you have done for the greater good, including not just going to Poland and distributing massive amounts of materials and conducting booths here at your own time and expense. You've also
I just want to mention really quickly that those were like, you know, efforts, because I would only go there for like 3 weeks at the time, but mostly I would do them, like, I think for last few months since I moved, I'm living in such a low density, you know, environment, and with all the, you know, difficulties because of coronavirus, I haven't done it, but until like July of last year, you know, I would be doing like two booths or two events every week, you know, in
but
front
you also
of our
put up
local
a billboard,
library.
Though, Magic, in Florida, you've kept a billboard, a massive highway billboard up for a number of years with Stop Climate Engineering, with geoengineeringwatch.org. Our data repository is right on that.
Climate Engineering billboard, yeah.
So you've done a tremendous amount, and people even right now, and Magic, thank you for calling, and I'm going to get to a few more calls, but thank you so much for everything you've done for the greater good at your own sacrifice.
Absolutely.
But in fact, if we had more that would do that, we might yet be able to alter our current course. But thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for everything you've done.
You're very welcome, Dana, and thanks for your continuing effort on that.
Team effort. And what Magic brought up before I get to the next caller, what we can do now, given the CV19 lockdowns, what we can still do from our own home computer to share credible links from a credible source, to seek out authors of articles, whether it's about climate or CV19, and to send credible data, the kind of data that's being completely suppressed by mainstream media and social media platforms. It's up to all of us to sow those seeds of awareness. So this is something, again,
I could tell a mouthful about that. That's just crazy how they are, you know, when you confront them,
Well, hey, Magic, again, thank you for everything, and thanks for calling. Going to get now to, we have Dave. Are you with us on the line, too?
Hello, Dave.
Dave, what's on your mind? How's things back in your, wherever you're at? Where are you at, Dave?
Northeast Iowa.
Any update on conditions there?
It's the same. We got a white haze dome over the top of us, and no wind, and 80% humidity, and 28 degrees. Completely unusual.
On that point, I'll give it back to you. You bring up the lack of wind, and this is something that, relating to climate engineering, and again, the part that climate engineering plays in everything that's happening to us at this moment in time, including CV19, cannot be overstated. We have atmospheric dispersal of highly toxic particles that we've already identified, toxic heavy metals, toxic polymers, all of which are raining down through the air column, I'm getting a little feedback on my end. Hopefully that's okay. All of which, again, inflame our respiratory system, which make us susceptible to every form of pathogen, including CV19. We can't know what else might be. I think that's Dave coming from your end. I think you got some feedback coming from your end, Dave. That must be on your end. If you can kind of back off from the mic a little bit there from your computer if it's feeding through. Bottom line, though, these dispersion of toxic particles above us, and I'll relate this to what Dave said in a moment, toxifying everything on the surface of the planet, all the way down to the soil microbiome, inflaming our respiratory systems, and what else they might add to that mix at any point in time of their choosing is unknown at this point. So the severity of what's happening in our skies can't be overstated, and Dave mentioned the lack of wind. Climate engineering is reducing sun, direct sunlight, rain, and wind. It's reducing rain overall. Yes, I know we have deluges in many parts of the planet. As the planet heats up, the atmosphere carries 7% more moisture for every degree C of warming. It must rain more overall on a warming planet, but it's not. Why not? Because climate engineering is blocking direct sunlight. This canopy that Dave speaks about, and Dave, is that layer of white just constant where you're at, you said, right?
Yes, it's been like this all week long, and there's just you can't see the sun through it whatsoever.
So that alters convection, which reduces overall wind. So we have two conditions on the planet right now. These are scientific terms. We have global dimming, which means the lack of direct sunlight, and we have global stilling. That's a term that biologists have actually coined because there is less overall wind. And we know that I'm off the grid with wind, hydro, and solar, and all three of those forms of, quote, renewable energy are radically reduced from climate engineering. So, again, from the air we breathe, to the protective layers of the atmosphere, to the toxification of the soils, reduction of renewables, is nothing less than weather warfare and biological warfare at this point in time. But, Dave, I think you shared with us before you're seeing a pretty radical decline in the forest there too, correct?
Yes, the trees they just don't look healthy. Because I have three apple trees in the backyard, and I've already had to cut down, I believe it was three of them, in the past few years. And I know
trees that are here is
trees.
Yeah, the tree die off here, Dave, is absolutely horrific. And it's interesting how few people take note of that because Walmart's still open, McDonald's still selling Big Macs, everything seems fine. What could go wrong? Stock market's going through the roof in spite of boarded up stores everywhere and unemployment. And the only thing keeping some people afloat is the helicopter money that's being pumped out from the government to try to pacify populations with the lockdowns that are going on. And again, it should be incredibly transparent at this point what the whole CB scenario is about. And anybody who's getting their information from mainstream media on the CB19 scenario doesn't have any idea what's really going on and why. That's the fact of the matter. And there was, again, all this weaves back into the other factors that we're describing here. But when the biosphere collapses in the life support systems of the planet can't sustain the current paradigm, this is exactly what we should have expected governments to do. Done playing their cards yet by any stretch. But, Dave, are there any of your colleagues where you're at? I have a caller on line two. Richard, we'll get to you in a moment. But, Dave, I have a question before we part and I get to Richard. How many are waking up in your circles, your family, your friends? How many are aware of the severity of what's unfolding?
The majority of them. Some of them don't have the time to follow, say, your website and listening to your broadcast, but I've given them materials. We've talked about it. They can watch the spraying going on, and they're becoming aware, all of the people that I associate with. Some of them don't want to be bothered with it. I have family members that buy into the whole mainstream media, COVID-19. You got to do everything that the government says, and, you know, some people you will never wake up. They don't want to see. They don't want bad news, in a sense. And I believe this whole COVID-19 new normal is the beginning of the end.
Yeah, it's as the proverb goes, it's hard to wake those that are pretending to be asleep, and there's so many asleep at the wheel right now and on autopilot, as I've stated earlier. For those that want an hour, solid hour, of the latest updated news, you can go to geoengineeringwatch.org. The Global Alert News weekly broadcasts are posted there, commercial free hour, and that's a weekly summary that's filled with data that on the issues that most affect us. Dave, thank you for calling in. I'm going to get to Richard right now, but thank you for the update, back of the woods. Thank you for continuing to sound the alarm where you're at.
Thank you
for the call. Richard. Richard, you with us?
Yeah, hi there. Good morning. Hey, you mentioned earlier about the New York law about them taking people away for being infected. California has that law already on the books, Health and Safety Code 120140. I'll be quick. Upon being informed by health officer of any contagious, infectious, communicable disease, department may take measures necessary to ascertain the nature of the disease, prevent its spread. To that end, the department may, if considered proper, take possession or control of the body of any living person. It's already in California. Los Angeles has been the epicenter of this with their mass police raids, the gatherings, giving citations. Have not heard of people actually being taken away yet, Dane, but we're very close. Thank you.
Richard, can you, if you have a transcript of that bill, can you email that to us at admin@geoengineeringwatch.org. Admin at geoengineeringwatch.org. Oregon. Bernie needs to take a look at that as well. Perhaps that's something we haven't examined yet. And the writing should be on the wall, shouldn't it, Richard? I mean, isn't this clear? The severity of what's unfolding, the agendas behind it, the origin of this. How many people, Richard, in your circle are aware that the origin of this is not from nature? It's from a lab. How many in your circles are aware of that?
Well, my circles are very small, and so everybody in my circle is aware of it. It's a matter of getting this out to the public.
Well, you know, and that's a job that all of us are needed for. And we have a post on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org that's an activist suggestions link that gives input on exactly how each of us can make a difference. And the equation being exponential, if people stop to think about this and do the math, if they conveyed credible data and woke up two people on a given day and those people two each the next day and so forth for 30 days, we're into many millions. It's 5 or 6 million, I believe, is what you end up with at the end of 30 days. That's the equation we have. If people would simply take action and press forward, get past political divides that are being orchestrated to keep us from seeing the wider horizon. But I'm glad that some are awake in your circles, Richard. And again, if you can, hopefully you can continue to sow those seeds where you're at. But I'm very grateful to know that or to be made aware of that bill that you're just from LA. And again, we would examine that if we had that to look at it. Geoengineeringwatch.org. There's so much coming in right now that they're from so many fronts. And again, all of it related to the backdrop of biosphere collapse, which it appears is outpacing the power structure at this point. They were not quite ready for the speed at which biosphere collapse is accelerated. And for those that – let me put this into context so that people can understand in mathematical terms from a biosphere standpoint. Mathematically speaking, at the current rate of die-off, for example, of wildlife, we face 0 hour for what's called functional extinction for wildlife on planet Earth. It doesn't mean there's nothing left, but it means there's few left that they're functionally extinct. 2026. Mathematically speaking, at the current rate of ozone layer disintegration, if that rate remains the same or even accelerates, but even at the same rate, we face total ozone layer collapse. 2026. Insect population decline. Today, right now, 80 to 90% decline. How long do we think we're going to be here if the insects can't make it? Power structure doing everything they can to make the population believe that if you just take your vaccine, everything will go back to normal. And how many vaccine injuries do we already have? I mean, they're racking up everywhere because these experimental COVID concoctions are completely unknown for long-term effects, and they are completely unique in what they are. They're literally a DNA-altering substance that's been – it did not appear to be anything for the common good. Why we think it is when we have Richard, you know this. You with us still, Richard? We might have lost Richard. But the bottom line is when we have the global elite like Bill Gates, Soros, and many others that are stating, Henry Kissinger, that 90% of the population or 95% needs to go, why would we think this isn't being carried out at this critical point in time? I want to get to some of the chat room questions here. We have a question from says, a friend asked me what is the process to test at altitude for nano RECB19 pathogen. This friend is clear on the heavy metals and polymers, just not as clear on the bioweapon part. When you're testing at altitude, you have to have testing protocols available to you for something like a pathogen. And if you tried to test for that pathogen by any normal channels, it would send up a lot of red flags and you would probably have a lot of people knocking on your door. That's how the system is set up right now. We've even had labs on the heavy metals testing that we knew scrubbed those tests. We submitted duplicate tests. Let me give an example from right here in Redding, California. When it snowed about 2, maybe 3 years ago now, Redding had a 2-foot snow out of nowhere, a very heavy wet snow that crushed trees and knocked a lot of foliage off and did a lot of damage. We tested the snow. We sent one sample to the local lab in Reading. They gave us one result. We sent a duplicate sample to a lab in the eastern U.S. In the case of aluminum, the local lab in Reading underreported aluminum in that sample by 400%. They underreported by 400%. And we had other labs that scrubbed the test completely. So we have labs that don't want to become involved in this controversy, so they simply give back a false result is what it appears. So the same thing with testing for pathogens. If you try to test for something like CV19, you would need very exceptional channels, very exceptional contacts in order to carry out that type of testing. And that's, at this point, difficult to do. So that's part of the problem. But when we know that we've had, the U.S. government has conducted, as of 1977, I believe, 239 open-air biological tests on U.S. populations without their knowledge or consent. And some of these very well publicized. The biological testing that was done with the fog that rolls into California, I believe it was into the Bay Area in the 50s. And there were a couple mortalities with that. And this is where governments, if there's no one to watch over what they do whatever they want. And that's exactly what they have done. And this is where the U.S. population has been led to believe that our government is some benign, benevolent entity. I couldn't be further from the truth. And in criticizing our own government, I'm not in any way, I want to make this clear, I'm not in any way condoning any other government, governments of China, Russia, horrifically criminal and corrupt, no question. But how does that excuse us? That's my question. How does that excuse us? And we've been trained, haven't we, that, as Bush said, when the theater of him landing on the aircraft carrier and after the whole 9/11 fiasco, which was absolutely inarguably, indisputably a false flag event for what 9/11 was. If you live in the Reading area, there are commercial DVDs from 9/11 architects and engineers at Orchard Nutrition you can pick up for free, supplied by geoengineeringwatch.org. This is over 3,000 architects and engineers that have peer-reviewed science study to prove that Building 7 of the World Trade Center was brought down by controlled demolitions, very free at Orchard Nutrition. But when we have our government carrying out events like that in order to galvanize the American people to support whatever it is they want to carry out, in this case, the pursuit of resources in the Middle East, we basically have criminal cabals running governments, and that's just the fact of the matter. So it's imperative, again, on this programmed patriotism that we have pushed by the power structure that's designed to divide and polarize populations. That's taking everybody's eyes off the wide horizon. We can't afford that much longer. I want to get to another question on the chat room. Is this, Dane, what can we do to help our physical and mental well-being? Physically, at geoengineeringwatch.org, you can search this. Geoengineeringwatch.org, staying healthy in a world that isn't. And if you live in the Reading area, the vitamin section at Orchard Nutrition, talk to the staff there, and they are very versed at how we are absorbing massive amounts of heavy metals and polymers that are coming down through the air column. The geoengineeringwatch.org has been involved with hair, blood, or urine. Massive amounts of these metals are in our system. Is it any wonder that Alzheimer's, dementia, all through the roof? Dementia is the number one cause of death in the UK right now. Does anybody ask the question as to why that's happening? We have peer-reviewed science study to prove that without aluminum in the equation, there would be no Alzheimer's in the normal human lifespan of 100 years, but the medical industrial complex masks these factors. In fact, the Alzheimer's Foundation that we are taught and trained to believe is trying to find some sort of cure for Alzheimer's. When they came to Reading, geoengineeringwatch.org tried to pay for a booth with the Alzheimer's Foundation to give a $500 donation for a booth simply to have data available on climate engineering and the fact that part of climate engineering is aluminum particulates. Aluminum particulates are related to Alzheimer's. They not only refused to give us a booth because they didn't want any disclosure of the aluminum Alzheimer's connection, But when I showed up to that event with materials on foot, they threatened to arrest me. I invited them to do so, and that would bring much more attention to the issue, which caused them to back off. But imagine that. The Alzheimer's Foundation didn't want anybody to understand the aluminum Alzheimer's connection. Why are they there then? To make people feel good? Is that why they exist? And who runs these organizations? Guess who? There are individuals on the board for the Alzheimer's Foundation from the aluminum industry. Imagine that. The fox is running the hen house, and this is the case across the board, absolutely across the board. We have industries related to what's happening to us right now that helps to fund the research on the CV-19 scenario that received funding from the Pentagon. I believe the amount I covered this on my broadcast this morning, the Global Alert News broadcast. You can find that again at geoengineeringwatch.org. But with funding of nearly $40 million, funding from the Pentagon to help engineer the CV-19 gain-of-function characteristic, which caused it to jump to humans, why would they do that? Many ask, why would our government do that? Well, their stated excuse is, well, someone else might, so we need to do it first. Is that a valid excuse to engineer this pathogen? And when it was done in 2015, the science community was incredibly alarmed about that. Why wouldn't they be? So the bottom line is the government of every country that is involved with this international cooperation with climate engineering and CV-19, all of them are corrupt, and all of them being orchestrated in the same manner. Ultimately, all those roads lead back to those who print the money. In fact, I just found this right now. EcoHealth Alliance has hidden almost $40 million in Pentagon funding and militarized pandemic science. And who did we have with this EcoHealth Alliance? They try to make this sound benign. That's always the case. $40 million in funding from the Pentagon to help engineer the CV-19 gain-of-function characteristic, which caused it to jump to humans. And the individual who was a part of that EcoHealth Alliance was the former commander of Fort Detrick. His name is David France. Fort Detrick is the U.S. bioweapons lab. What's he doing in this mix? And this is the same individual, David, hyped up the existence of MD, invasion of Iraq, the WMDs that didn't exist. And when that false narrative was exposed by British scientist David Kelly, he was found suicided shortly after. We're dealing with literally what amounts to state-sponsored mafia. That's what we're dealing with. So, again, the severity of what's unfolding can't be overstated, and it's past time for Americans to wake up to that fact. Another question from the chat room. Any plans as censorship escalates, those who challenge or go against propaganda narratives, some leaving Facebook and Twitter, those who say vax hesitant or to keep to a can be Paris, inside job created violence, thus harsh. Yes. Okay, that's the point I was getting back to that I got a little bit taken back off of. And it fits with this question. The kind of narrative Bush put out when he landed on the plane after the Gulf War invasion for resources. He said, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. And it's that kind of dichotomous thought that the power structure pushes, and it's very effective, absolutely very effective. So Americans need to get past that and to understand we're all being railroaded and that the end goal is something that none of us wish was so. Something that none of us wish was taking place and unfolding. And there's solace in facing that head on, in fact. There's great solace in not turning away from the truth, not turning away from reality, but actually facing it head on and accepting it for what it is. So this is where my journey began now, some 20 plus years ago, when I realized the severity of climate and biosphere collapse, and I began to dive into that to find clean air on an off-grid home, and then losing severe amounts of my solar power uptake from whatever these aircraft were emitting. It certainly was alarming to me. It seemed that could not be, quote, condensation. So I began to research on the geoengineering issue and saw that aluminum was a primary element used in climate engineering patents. I tested my precipitation, which is indicative of what's in the air column. I didn't want to find this metal there, but I did. Aluminum was in the precipitation test. I continued to test, and over the next 10 parts per billion of aluminum in a single rain event, as high as 3,450 parts per billion of aluminum. That's highly toxic rain. And after 18 months of research and testing, I was forced to face the fact that climate engineering operations were indeed going on overhead, contaminating every breath I took. What does a person do at that point? Do you ram your head back in the sand and pretend it isn't so? And the resistance I had at that time from those around me was immense. No one wanted to hear about it, to even consider hard science. They simply wanted to believe that, quote, our government would never do this to us, and it couldn't be happening, and, quote, they wouldn't do this to themselves, as I discussed earlier with Maciek. So initially, I could only hear my own voice coming back at me when I was trying to sound the alarm on this issue. But as time went on, and as some began to wake up and share with others, and that ripple effect began to fan out, soon we had attorneys that were willing to help us. We had contacts. They contacted me directly, two Air Force generals, because of the testing we'd done at geoengineeringwatch.org. And now we've got the support to actually test at altitude. This was very expensive testing that was done at great effort. The NOAA Flying Lab, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration Flying Lab, the geoengineeringwatch.org acquired and conducted atmospheric testing. And anybody listening to this broadcast can look at some of our results on that with a post at the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. It's a 12-minute preview segment of the dimming documentary we're working on, and that 12 minutes contains some of the footage from inside the aircraft where the testing was conducted, some from inside the world-renowned labs where the tests were processed. This material's there, period. And it's affecting our health, it's affecting our respiratory systems, it's making us more susceptible to COVID, and, again, the dispersions from these aircraft, are they being used to distribute this pathogen? And I simply am asking the question and asking those listening to consider this. We have peer-reviewed science study now to prove that CV19, COVID-19 particles, were found attached to airborne particulates. What are they doing there? This was done by Italian researchers. We know that the first wave of COVID infections hit 25 countries in, I believe, 3 days. Second wave, 85 countries in 3 days. How does that happen without aerial dispersion? So the bottom line is the horizon is much darker than most would want to face, but if we don't face it, we have no chance. I want to get to a chat room question. Forgive me for ranting there for a moment. This is from Avery. Avery in Canada, I believe. Dane, I don't know. Well, he's trying to get through. I'm sorry. He has some points to add. Perhaps the phone lines might be a few messages here from callers that are trying to get through, and I'm not sure that they're able to. They don't seem to have anything coming through on our notice for that, so I'm sorry if you're not able to get through, Avery. But bottom line, again, the severity of what's unfolding right now can't be overstated. I wanted to plant trees in the forest, in solitude, to watch those trees grow, to try to give back, to try to restore habitat. That's what I was doing before I got caught up in this mix, this mess, because I felt I couldn't turn away from this. I couldn't face myself in the mirror if I didn't do this. But I was restoring habitat. I did. On the land I have on the east side of Lake Shasta, it's a habitat preserve. For those in the Redding area, this is just east of Arbuckle on the Pitt River arm, the Arbuckle Flat area. And I did 6 cost share programs, 3 with the state and 3 with federal agencies to, again, restore habitat on a very massive scale. And I would have been content to do that for the rest of my days. But seeing this going on above my head, lab testing, seeing the effect to the trees, to the aquatic life, to the insect life. What was I to do? And now to find myself in this position where I'm trying to pass on data. We have contacts all over the globe now at geoengineeringwatch.org, military contacts, former Forest Service, former Fish and Game. We published first in 2013, I believe, that the insect population was crashing, and that's with my work with former Forest Service biologists. that we published this, and we got from academia that this wasn't happening. They denied it, and they tried to downplay our findings. And one moment, make sure we're still connected to the station here. So on our findings on the insect population collapse, now 7 years later, acknowledgement of that from the climate science community. The insect populations around the globe, 80 to 90% down. And this is, again, something that the severity of this is beyond comprehension. And for those who live in the Redding area, do you remember driving up I-5 and having a windshield full of bugs? I mean, how many people remember doing that? But now we have very few. I mean, you can turn your lights on in the middle of summer. There's very few insects. This is the foundational aspects of the web of life. And when we lose this – okay, I'm getting a message from Jerry that I'm breaking up a bit. I'm not sure why that is. Anyway, hopefully it'll hold out through the show, and we'll fix it through the next. This is our producer at KCNR. Hopefully the soundtrack is not too bad. But when we lose the insect populations, again, that should be a fundamental harbinger, the massive canary in the coal mine, if you will, that the life support system for the planet is breaking down. So, again, this is aspects I'm trying to get this job, never wanted this post, wanted to stay in the forest and just plant trees and tended habitat, and there was no point in doing that when everything was imploding around me. And we've documented that well at geoengineeringwatch.org. I'm getting a message from the chat room that we have a caller, but I'm not sure that's the case. Jared, can you hear me, and can you confirm if there's anybody on the line or not?
Yeah, we have Avery on the line, and I can hear you.
Okay, I didn't get any – oh, didn't see that earlier. Okay, thanks, Jared. Avery, you there?
Can you hear me, Dane?
Hear you now. Yes, sir. How are things up in your neck of the woods? You're in Canada, I believe, right?
Correct. British Columbia, just near the – almost just above the border, pretty much due north from you.
What are conditions like there, Avery, and how many around you are awake?
Nobody talks about this. And
about climate engineering, you're referring to climate engineering, correct?
Yes.
Are any awake or and cognizant of the fact that the CV19 scenario is certainly an engineered scenario on climate engineering? On any of those two major aspects, are there's very few around you awake? Is that correct?
I don't think anybody's put the two together ever.
Well, you know, again, on those two issues, it's imperative that the population wakes up to the fact that this is a power structure response to the background of biosphere collapse. And on this broadcast or our Global Alert News updates, not asking anyone to believe anything we state, but asking people to actually investigate, get past their biases, their preconceptions, ideologies, and look at hard data. And Avery, what have you passed on data up there, and are people willing to even look at it, and what's the results of that?
I'd hate to tell you because it's so disappointing, but I'm going to come from a different tactic. I have to get myself established better so that I can get enough people on board that people will listen without fear of being the only one.
What's the tree health like up there, Avery?
I'll go on a brief. I'll try to keep things as brief as I can here. I grew up very, very much like yourself, Dane. I spent all of my life outdoors. I've never worked inside in my life, and I never will. And so I've been out in the elements all the time. I've always lived in cabins and like motorhome RV type situations. At the moment, I'm in a, you know, fairly wilderness sort of area, and I'm always in the elements, right? Because usually my walls are thin too, right? So I'm always feeling the temperature go up and down. And over the years, I've seen the climate just become completely unstable from where it was. I know exactly the way it used to be. I know what the sky used to look like. And nothing is natural anymore, even remotely.
On that note, Avery, Are you seeing, and I meant to get to this point earlier in the broadcast, have you been through some of the chemical ice nucleated cool down events? Weather whiplash, where the temperature swings radically in a short period of time, where you have frozen
all
material
time
coming down that... Go ahead.
All the time. We had some freezing rain here the other day. I've got a gravel hill road, dirt road, fire road, whatever you want to call it. There was a quarter inch of ice on it the other day. Solid. It wouldn't melt all day. And you couldn't even step on the ground because the actual dirt, gravel, rock, everything was just coated in it.
And this is material that hits the ground before it sets up. And right now, we've had a snowstorm in Texas, Gulf Coast, with moisture coming straight off the record warm Gulf of Mexico. Now snowstorms are being produced off this record warm body of water. How does that happen? Another snowstorm is unfolding right now in Texas, Louisiana. Temperatures at far above freezing. We have this frozen material coming down. How does that happen? And this is the kind of factor that most people can't get their arms around, that the climate engineers have that much power over the weather system when they seed cloud moisture with chemical ice nucleating elements. These are patented processes. We have some of these patents on the geoengineeringwatch.org patents list, which is 200 and something patents long for climate engineering. These chemical ice nucleating elements can create frozen precipitation out of what should have been rain. You don't get winter storms coming off the Gulf Coast, and yet we have the paid liars at institutions like the Weather Channel trying to cover up the tracks of the climate engineers, trying to explain away these incredibly engineered phenomena as being natural. And Avery, do you find that appalling that we have people on mainstream media and these weather agencies trying to lie and cover up what is a climate engineering scenario and pretending it's natural? Does that bother you?
I couldn't. I could sit here and talk all day about how that disgusts me. I listened to all their weather reports, and every single word I could disseminate, and what a lie and what a cover and what a twist. I was just listening to some of the weather reports a few minutes ago before we got on this, before you got on the air here. It's just ridiculous how they're trying to cover everything up. It's just bunch of childish nonsense.
It is. When we have the kind of explanations that are being pumped out from people at the Weather Channel, it's interesting to note that the Weather Channel primary modeling person several years ago was suicided right there in the Weather Channel garage, and perhaps it's just the fear of repercussion that keeps these people willing to lie to push the official narrative, cover up these programs. It's interesting for listeners as well. Consider this. Avery, thank you for calling. We're at the two-minute mark. Got to go, but thank you for the update from your neck of the woods in Canada. I hope you'll call in again and give us a future update.
Can I leave one thought?
Please, make it quick.
Dane, if I can get on with you next week, maybe I promised one time I'd have a site up with all this news that I was going to deliver to you. So,
well,
maybe
keep us posted on that. And keep us posted on that, and we'll try to get you through next week, Avery. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely will, Dane. Thank you so much. I have so much will deliver, okay?
Team effort. Thank you. For those listeners on this broadcast right now, of this broadcast, consider that there is an illegal federal gag order right now on all National Weather Service and NOAA employees. So whatever challenges we're facing, if we have programs going on that are derailing Earth's life support systems, derailing the rain that's not coming into California year in, year out, what else will matter at that point? If the planet's life support systems break down so completely that we literally can't produce enough food and the ecosystems that provide what we need to survive are no longer functional, we have no functional habitat, game over. Nothing else matters at that point. So I hope those listening will consider questions that you might have on this issue. Call in next week. Use the chat room. And let's get dialogue going again. This is not something I wanted to do with my days, but I feel compelled to do my best. I can't look at my kids in the eye and myself in the mirror without doing everything I can to try to sound the alarm, to try to help turn the tide, even at this late hour. And if we stand together, we could yet make a difference, even as dark as the horizon is, we could yet make a difference. Thank you very much for those that have listened. Stay safe. Please take care.
Brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.